For the longest time, I believed that the path to peace was through self-improvement. That if I just fixed myself and I worked hard and I removed all the flaws in me, then I would create a version of myself that is wise, confident, and peaceful. But guess what? The more I tried to push away all these parts in me that I wanted to reject, the stronger they became. And it took me a while to realize something that is so obvious, perhaps that's why it gets overlooked, that in life everything exists in duality. So I began to observe my mind, this world, other people, nature, and I realized that everything exists in duality. There is high and low, there is dark and light, there is up and down, there is day and night. Everything has its own opposite. So how can I have just positives and all these great qualities without having the other qualities in me? It is just rationally not possible. Yet we all do that. I'm sure you do that. I did that for a long time, to push away all these parts in me, thinking that this is something wrong, there is some flaw in my personality, there is some gap in my understanding, and that is why I'm still holding on to all these so-called negativity. I realized that the only way to find peace is not by rejecting, not by pushing away these parts, but by accepting, by being whole with all the parts of me, by not, you know, cherry-picking the qualities in me that I like, but by accepting and embracing all that I am. If I'm sad, I don't have to immediately reject my sadness. I can say, this is also me, and I can hold space for that sadness. And this is the path to peace. But you know, this is a hard shift to make, because in society, we are always told to improve, to be better. You can see all the YouTube videos regarding self-improvement, self-help. They're all about the individual working hard and somehow improving his or her life. Somehow being able to remove all their weaknesses and all that. But it doesn't work like that. There is contradiction in life, and the contradiction needs to be understood and accepted. Because if there was no sadness, how would we ever know happiness? If there was no harshness, if we did not experience harshness in life, how would we ever experience kindness, right? Yeah? If you were never foolish, how would you ever become wise? So you need the other quality. You actually depend on all these negatives that you are trying to push away in order to realize the other side of it. In order to realize happiness, you need sadness. In order to realize kindness, you need harshness. And as I said, in order to realize that you are wise, you need to first realize that you're a fool. And so that is the prerequisite. That is the basic thing. But we somehow assume that we can all remove and reject and push away these qualities. When we begin to look at something in us as an enemy, then the enemy becomes stronger and more powerful. But when we don't look at it as an enemy, when we, you know, give a chair to it, hold space for it, not that we want all these qualities to define us, to narrate our story, but just to hold space for them and say that, yeah, you are just a part of it. When sorrow comes to you, you treat sorrow like a person with flesh and bones, and you embrace them and you say, yeah, I know. You want to be felt, you want to express yourself, you want to be there, and you can be. You have all the right to be a part of this story. When we embrace the enemy is not an enemy anymore. When we don't reject, but act from the space of wholeness, from the space of acceptance, then we begin to find peace. So whenever you're sad, whenever you're angry, don't be quick to push it away, because you are not the person who gets sad or depressed. You are not the person who gets angry. Don't do that. Hold space for your anger. Hold space for your sadness. And try to understand it. Then you will notice that it is the The problem is that you have a problem with your problems. That's why they seem like a problem. When you stop having a problem with your problems, they're not problems anymore.